I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He wants to be a cool dad, and her name fits because she drives Austin mad. It's Watch What Happens Live with Madison LaCroix and John Pringle now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
I mean, look at this audience. Three sets of friends and four puppies. Welcome, everybody, to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with the guest combination that's hopefully not violating bro code. Austin, call me. Joining me from Southern Charm, it's Madison LaCroix and John Pringle. Hey, you two. Great to see you.
What's up, Andy? How are you, man?
Happy New Year to both of you. Okay, I have a lot to talk to both of you about. Let's just get into tonight's episode. I've got a bunch of questions for you. Alana F. said, Madison, if you truly didn't want Austin to come to your private island party, why didn't you just tell him not to go instead of saying he could come if he didn't act like a psycho ex-boyfriend?
I mean, those are all of his friends as well, so I didn't want to 100% eliminate him at all, but I just wanted him to be nice, I guess.
Austin, what was going through, I'm sorry, Pringle, what was going through your head when Austin showed up?
What on earth are you doing here? It did not make any sense to me at all. It seemed like you're just sadistic in a way.
Okay.
Looking for punishment.
Your relationship with all due, Madison, your relationship with Austin seems a little based on sadism. Madison, Lucy S. wants to know if you think the boat ride home was the right place for Levi to yell at Catherine, or do you think she just needed to hear it?
I mean, it was bound to happen. There was going to break out a fight one way. It was either Austin and I or her and Catherine.
Aileen R. wants to know, Madison, what did you think about Pringle saying that he was uncomfortable by your meanness?
I was a little like, he has no idea, but it was fine.
He has no idea, like, if you think this is mean, I can be meaner, or he has no idea what?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, Pringle.
So that was the soft side? Sorry. The soft side of
what? I mean,
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I will admit that, but I was taken aback for sure. That's all.
Pringle, Shane F. wants to know if you ever feel like Madison uses you to make Austin jealous, especially at the private island party.
I think there were a couple moments where I thought there was a little bit of a twisting the sword in the side, just with a little bit of flirts. Maybe the threesome slip that was pretty funny. or just things that were maybe a little needling. But I don't think it was very malicious, really.
Madison, Madison, were you cop to this? Were you using him a little bit to?
I wasn't using him. Was I probably throwing it in Austin's face? Absolutely, but no, I'm not using Pringle. I think Pringle's nice, and we're friends, so.
Madison, do you believe that Catherine had no idea why Danny was upset?
I do believe she had no idea. I don't think that she thinks about, I don't want to say other people, but.
Yeah. But I don't think she's crazy. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Madison, you weren't scared to disinvite Austin from his former party, so I have a feeling that you're not scared to diss him either. So I have questions about the end of your relationship. Tell me, what is the last text that you sent Austin?
I hate you.
Wow. When did you send that? Like earlier
recently.
Today?
Recently.
No, okay.
Recently, but we have not seen each other since reunion or anything, so.
Did you watch his latest appearance on Watch What Happens Live? He. What did you think about him saying that he was too trusting when you claimed your batting cage get-together with Pringle was not a date, and that you complimenting Pringle's abs was the least of his gripes with you?
Oh, I didn't watch it, so I don't know how he acted.
Did you flirt with Pringle in front of Austin to get to him? This is what he's claiming. I mean, we touched upon it a little.
I mean, I flirt with everyone. I mean, I flirt with females, I flirt with males. I'm just a nice freaking person and I normally have a good time. So I think he's upset about that.
Does your son ask about Austin and why he's not around so much, or did you explain what happened?
Absolutely not, because Austin was not around that much during our relationship. It was kind of one of those things, when I'm with my son, I'm with my son. And when I was with Austin, I was with Austin.
Okay, did Patricia's qualms and doubts about the two of you play a part in the ending of your relationship?
No, but she knew that it was happening because she's obviously a friend of mine.
What was the light bulb moment that made you finally realize you had to get off the train?
I think him downplaying me as an entrepreneur and just being very rude to me and saying a lot of nasty things that weren't true, especially at the reunion, was kind of, it was already done before then, but he put the nail on the head with that one.
We know Austin asked Pringle to stay away from you, but did he make the same request of you staying away with Pringle?
No.
Has Austin drunk dialed you post-breakup? Any late night you up texts?
I've gotten a few like emotional quotes and stuff off of Instagram. I did call to check on him at one point because he had talked to a fan and was saying that he was miserable and wasn't okay. So I did check on him, but that backfired in my face. So
what did you
he
think
was wasted.
Of- What did you think of Austin hanging out with Kristen Cavallari? Did you watch any of their adventures on Instagram?
I was busy having my own adventure, but I did not.
An adventure of the Jay Cutler kind?
I'm not kissing and tailing, so.
All right. All right, thank you very much, Madison. Well, as Charleston's resident bro code scholar, Austin, I hope the drinking word is Austin tonight. I don't know what the drinking word is, but Austin has educated his entire friend group on what flies between guys. So I want to see if Pringle can pass a male civility test, okay? I have questions about the bro code. Okay, Pringle, is it breaking bro code to like and comment on all your friends' girlfriends' thirst trap photos, would you say? Pose.
I mean, bro code still? I think they would think that if you subscribe to that.
Is it breaking bro code to swoop in and chat up a woman your bro was talking to first?
No.
Is it breaking bro code to tell your buddy's girlfriend that she bores him in the bedroom?
Yes.
Is it breaking bro code to tell your bro's parents that he's a hot drunk mess?
Oh, got case by case, right?
Case by case. Is it breaking bro code to playfully sword fight with a fellow bro?
I don't know if that's a bro code, if that falls under the same. Sword fighting right now in our adults?
What about if you blow your buddy? Is that breaking bro code?
I think that's crushing bro code. Now we're really getting somewhere.
Oh, I'm cracking myself up. All right. What else can we ask in this game? Thank you very much for playing. Okay, it's crushing bro code to blow your buddy. Okay, Pringle, Ava E said, since you're the new guy in the group, what was going through your mind during all the Catherine drama on Capers Island?
Oh, I really just wanted to get off that island. That's like all I could think about was like, how can I get off this?
Christopher, I texted Madison. Do you agree with Gwen's decision to drop Catherine as an influencer for them? Or do you agree with Catherine that Gwen's should have not posted a statement about Catherine at all?
I mean, I'm not sure exactly the backlash that Gwen's received, but I think that they're great business owners, so their decision on that was probably based off of that. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a sticky situation.
All right. Let's go to the virtual audience. Elena has a question for Madison. Elena, what's your question?
Hi, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Okay, so I have a question. Contrary to what Austin thinks, do you know what the word compartmentalize means? And if you do, can you use it in a sentence?
Ooh, so compartmentalize would be when you're stuck between a situation and you don't know, you're in the middle of it. And so you wouldn't know, like I'm compartmentalized with my relationship with Austin. I don't know if I want to be with him and I can't break up with him. So I think he was, no?
Not really, to quote Luann. It means putting things in different compartments.
Categories.
So if you put your relationship with Austin in one place, but your relationship with your family or your children is in another place, you're compartmentalizing your relationship. Anyway, okay. We have a question from Paige for Pringle.
Hi, Pringle.
Hey, Paige. How are you, Paige?
Big fan. SEC girl here, go balls. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so my question is, what did you think about Craig pulling Madison aside one-on-one and telling her to stay away from Austin? Isn't that kind of breaking bro code?
I think it was definitely butting into the bro code for sure, and maybe crossing the line. But I also think that Craig really cares about Austin in this situation. He's very passionate about it. So I think if his heart is in the right place, which I think it is, which Craig's usually is.
Craig has Tom Sandoval level passion and emotion for things, which I can appreciate. Yeah. Oh, the audience agrees with me.
Yeah.
Okay, Madison, Alana B wants to know if you think you and Austin would still be together if the pandemic never happened.
I don't know, maybe. This has been a rough year. I don't know.
Pringle, Corey F said, Kate Chastain from Bravo's chat room has said publicly she thinks you're super hot. Any chance of a Bravo romance?
Sure. I think she's beautiful. And I really appreciated all the kind things she said. I really appreciate it. All those below decks are hotties, you know?
All right.
That's a hot show.
Okay. Well, since there's been a lot of talk about a potential relationship between my guests, I want to find out if they're as well matched as Craig and Austin's outfits on the island tonight. It is time for a round of 1-2 agree or disagree relationship edition. I'm going to read off statements and count 1, 2, 3. Hold up your signs. We'll see how many you agree on. Okay. Here we go. Every time there's a mismatch, Austin is gonna pop in, by the way. Okay, here we go. If someone says all their exes are crazy, that's a red flag about them. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, getting intimate with oneself while one's partner is sleeping next to one is totally fine. One, two, agree or disagree? All right. If your partner passes gas during sex, the polite thing to do is ignore it. One, two, agree or disagree? Okay. Pringle, you would say something about it. All right. The only acceptable stone for an engagement ring is a diamond. One, two, agree or disagree? Oh, wow. Okay. What other stone would you like, Madison?
I think an emerald. I mean, the ring is not
the thing.
What matters.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
On and off again, relationships never work out in the end. One, two, agree or disagree?
Work out in the end?
They never work out in the end. On again, off again. Okay, well, that's not a surprise. Let's see how we both scored there. Okay, Craig, it's back. Craig gives better relationship advice than Shep. One, two, agree or disagree? Wow, this is very interesting. Okay, if your partner asks how many people you've slept with, it's no big deal if you don't want to share it. One, two, agree or disagree? Okay, you agree on that one. Good. Going Dutch on the first date is totally acceptable. One, two, agree or disagree? Okay, you're getting compatible.
Here we are.
Shep and Taylor will not end up together in the long run. One, two, agree or disagree? Ooh, I didn't expect that to go like that. So you think they will, Madison?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if he stays the way he is right now, he will be able to keep her.
All right. Last statement. I would be completely comfortable with pegging. One, two, agree or disagree?
Pegging.
With what?
Pegging.
I don't know what that is.
It's a guy who, it's when a girl puts a strap on in a guy.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't.
One, two, agree or disagree. Okay, very good. All right, you agree on that. So Madison's not gonna peg you.
No peg.
But you can, you can't go Dutch on the first date. See that? There's so much in common. Well, that was super fun. Now that we've done that, Madison, Joseph B. said, do you think it was shady of Leva to say that Catherine is having a black boyfriend is a strategic move?
I mean, I think it was just all the timing of that situation, because her and Caleb have known each other for a while. So I think that all of a sudden they started dating. I think that that's why that was talked about.
Do you think she was compartmentalizing?
No.
I don't either. See, it doesn't work in that case.
It doesn't.
Jennifer J. wants to know your honest opinion about trap hop.
It's good. It's good.
What?
I think you're compartmentalizing your feelings about trap hop.
There we go. I know what it means now. I actually do like it, and I don't like IPA, so I'll give him that. But,
Pringle, Lynn S. wants to know if you regret, by the way, I have tasted it and I think it's great. Do you regret kissing Catherine, Pringle, and was it really just a kiss?
I do not regret kissing Catherine. I still have her lipstick on the suit from that night. It won't come out. But it was just a kiss. It was very benign. It was very sweet.
Wow. Very sweet. You still have the lipstick on the... Did Linda Tripp tell you to keep the suit?
I can't get it out, man.
Thank you to the two moms who are sharing ear pods in the audience who got my... No, not you two. The other two got... There you go. The martini moms. They got my Linda Tripp joke. Thank you.
That was good.
Love a Linda Tripp joke. Oh, rest, may she rest in peace. Though she was a rat, but I mean. Anyway. Okay, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Here we go, guys. As I'm sure you all know, today is National Pass Gas Day. So we couldn't pass up the opportunity to count down the grossest moments in Bravo history, particularly on a Southern Charm night, since the men on that show certainly know how to make a mess. Number 5 comes from Atlanta when Shamari threw up all over Eva at the bi wig party. Woo. At number 4, we have Beverly Hills housewife Taylor Armstrong having a strong reaction to Botox. Number 3 is an OC classic. How could we forget when Shannon Bedour got an at-home enema stuck in her bum? Number 2 comes from OC again. It's Brooks without his teeth. Ugh. Okay, and now for our grossest moment of all, who can forget our dear Ramona Singer in Colombia. Watch.
Excuse me, I forgot my robe. That's your poop spoon right there.
What?
Oh, right there, skin marks. Well, it's not mine.
How does a grown woman's poop get on the floor?
Because I ran from the dining room table and it just came running off of me.
I mean,
and then
honestly,
I had to go clean it up and I didn't do a good job. It was like explosions coming out. Boom.
Ooh.
All right, human bodies, they're amazing. I want to thank Madison and Pringle for being here. Let's see you Sunday night, guys. Watch our after show now on Twitter.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. We are back with Madison and Pringle from Southern Charm. Hey, John, has everyone always called you Pringle your whole life? It's such a good, I mean, it's such a great last name because you just want to say it.
Well, thank you, first of all. But yeah, forever since basically I started sports, it's just like, you know, it's a way they can associate who you are, and then it just became Pringle.
And has your family, and to make it clear, you are no association with the Pringle chip fortune. And has your family been, are they as blessed with you follically? You have such strong hair.
That's another kind thing. No, it's from my mother's side, you know, like they say.
Right.
And she went on one of those sites, and I had to, you know, we had to figure out, it's a long story, but no, I'm really, really lucky. I'm very,
okay.
Very lucky. Yeah.
And Madison, I asked you this backstage at the reunion, but do people tell you that you look like Jessica Simpson in her prime?
Yes. Everybody's asking me to play her movie, this Amazon movie she's coming out with. I was like, if I was asked, I would.
Right. For wow. Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I like that. And also, since we're talking about doppelgangers, Stephanie M. wants to know, Pringle, if anyone's ever told you you have an amazing resemblance to Peter Dinklage.
I get it all the time. And it is an absolute compliment. I love the man.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but I love his work.
Katie B. texted, Madison, do you agree with Craig that if Austin chooses you, he's turning his back on the rest of the group?
No.
No. Pringle, House of Styles, said, what does Pringle think of Austin crying over bro code when Austin slept with more than one of Shep's love interests? Pringle and Austin are not buddies like that, and he should go for it, says House of Styles.
I think there's some valid points in there, but, I mean, there were some hypocritical things Austin did do and say.
Thank you.
That said, you know, I think he really does care for Madison, so it's kind of a difficult situation.
Okay, well, Madison said that Pringle has a dad bod. And by the way, I don't think Pringle has a dad bod. He's shredded.
Did I say that?
I think you did, but I mean...
Well, I didn't mean it like that. Okay. I meant like actual dad. Like daddy and dad are different.
Okay. And Pringle called Madison a smoke show mom. So there's either a Freudian case study happening in Charleston, or there's just a lot of sexy parents energy out there. Pringle, Carlos, I wants to know your ex-wife's reaction when you said you were joining Southern Charm.
Oh God, that's a good question.
Yeah,
she was excited. She was like this, like I am right now. I don't know, excited, but at the same time, a bit hesitant to really embrace the whole idea. But she's fully jumped on board.
She has. Now that you're on, she approves of your performance, and it's all good.
Yeah, she approves, and you know, it's been great. It's been great.
Madison, Maggie H. said, why did you tell the girls you'd be pissed if Austin got a new girlfriend? Don't you want him to move on?
I mean, come on. This was like 3 days later. I wasn't.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, any girlfriend's not happy about that, I don't think, at the beginning.
Either way, I'm going to run through some Bravo celebrities with kids. And I want you guys to tell us if you think they're a DILF, MILF, or ZILCH. Madison, DILF or ZILCH?
DILF.
Mauricio.
DILF.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Didn't even have to hesitate
there.
Okay, John, MILF or ZILCH? Ramona Singer.
MILF.
Okay.
MILF.
Madison, DILF or ZILCH? Eddie Osefo.
ZILCH.
Okay, John, MILF or ZILCH? Portia Williams.
MILF. Big time.
Okay, Madison, DILF or ZILCH? PK, Paul Kemsley.
ZILCH.
Okay, John, MILF or ZILCH? Teresa Giudice.
ZILCH.
Okay, Madison, DILF or ZILCH? Joe Gorga.
DILF.
Okay, John, MILF or ZILCH? Cynthia Bailey.
MILF.
Okay, Madison, DILF or ZILCH? Croy Bierman.
DILF, yes.
John, MILF or ZILCH? Luann De Lesseps.
ZILCH.
Oh, that was
what?
Quick.
What?
Wow.
No.
Any, I do just want to kind of break that down. Any, do you not like brunettes or is there any? I just am curious to break that down.
Okay,
you don't have to defend your decision. I want decisions, so you do not have to explain your verdict. Okay, Madison, DILF or ZILCH, Harry Hamlin.
DILF.
John, MILF or ZILCH, Dorit Kemsley.
Harry Hamlin is a DILF for me too. DILF.
MILF.
MILF.
Okay.
Yes.
Madison, DILF or ZILCH, Juan Dixon.
DILF.
Okay, last up, John, MILF or ZILCH, Ashley Darby.
MILF.
All right, MILF. Yeah. Thanks for playing. That was fun. I love games like that. Okay.
I'm playing that.
Anything else you two feel like you want to get off your chest?
Absolutely. I'm good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's been great. Madison, love you, hon. Andy, thank you for having me.
I love you guys on the show. I feel like I had the night off tonight. It was fun. Madison was a little worried, I think, that I was going to go hard on her at the beginning of the show. You feeling
you're
good
never,
about it?
You're always nice to me.
Ah, well,
Thank you.
Hey, I was a first timer. I'm just saying.
I know. It was your first time on the show. I think you fit in great on Southern Charm. We had a great reunion. How did you feel about the reunion, Madison?
I am still speechless. And, you know, right now I can say I have nothing nice to say about a lot of the people there. And I'm just going to keep my mouth shut for now.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Pringle, I know you had some issues with the temperature in the room. Other than that, how was the reunion for you?
Oh, I absolutely had the best time ever. I loved it.
You're funny. Okay, and now you know what pegging is. So there you go. Don't say I never did anything for you. I want to thank Madison and Pringle. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.